Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. St. John Henry Newman said, "Mary is the most beautiful flower ever seen in the spiritual world. It is by the power of God's grace that from this barren and desolate earth there ever sprung up at all flowers of holiness and glory, and Mary is the queen of them all. She is the queen of spiritual flowers, and therefore is called the rose, for the rose is called of all flowers the most beautiful. But moreover, she is the mystical or hidden rose, for mystical means hidden." The veneration of the Virgin Mary under the title Maria Rosa Mystica, or Mystical Rose, dates back to the first centuries of Christianity. A beautiful example of this can be found in a 6th century liturgical hymn dedicated to the Mother of God, the Akathistos, in which it is sung, "Mary, you, mystical rose, from which Christ came out as a miraculous perfume." Starting in the 16th century, this title appears in the Litany of Loreto, or Litaniae Laurentanae in Latin, which are a series of invocations to Mary, of titles of honor that the Holy Fathers of the Church have given her, with which we honor her and invoke her powerful intercession. Since 1738, in the Diocese of Speyer in Germany, in the Rosenberg Shrine, the miraculous image of the mystical rose is venerated, which on the pedestal that supports it, three roses are painted, one white, one red, and one gold. And in the luminous halo that surrounds it, 13 golden roses stand out on both the right and the left. The devotion to the mystical rose received its peak from the apparitions in Monte Chiari, or Luminous Mountain in Italy. But as we have seen, it was already present in the life of the church. These apparitions are under investigation by the Catholic Church, and although they are not yet officially proved by the Holy See, they are not condemned, as many fruits have been observed, something similar to what happens with Medjugorje, whose apparitions are not officially approved either. Piorina Gilli was born in Monte Chiari on August 3, 1911. She was the eldest of 9 children in a humble farming family. She grew up devoted to family, work, and prayer, patiently enduring poverty and deprivation due to material scarcity and poor health. The death of her father intensified her suffering and forced her to enter the orphanage in Monte Chiari, run by the Sisters Servants of Charity. Although a vocational thought quickly matured in her, her desire to consecrate herself in the religious institute founded by Crocifissa di Rossi was never carried out due to the continuous delays caused by sudden illnesses and serious misunderstandings. When she was approximately 30 years old, these spiritual experiences began, related to the devotion to Maria Rosa Mystica, or Mystical Rose, which is now known throughout the world. On the night between November 23rd and 24th, 1946, in the midst of suffering from a serious illness, Piorina Gilli had the grace to understand that she had to dedicate her entire life to Our Lady, offering her in particular prayers, sacrifices, and sufferings, to make amends for the sins of 3 categories of souls consecrated to God. First, for religious souls who betray their vocation. Second, to make amends for the mortal sin of these souls. Third, to make amends for the betrayal of the priests who betrayed and made themselves unworthy of their sacred ministry. In addition, Piorina understood that she should contribute to the sanctification of priests, always through prayer, sacrifice, and penance. In the spring of 1947, the first apparition happened. A very beautiful lady appeared to her who wore a purple robe and covered her head with a white veil. Her chest was pierced by 3 swords. Her face was sad. Her tears were running to the ground. Her sweet lips said, "Prayer, penance, reparation," and then she was silent. On Sunday, July 13, 1947, the second apparition took place in the hospital where Piorina worked as a nurse. The Mother of God appeared again. She wore white, and instead of the 3 swords, there were 3 roses, white, red, and gold in color, that adorned her chest. Piorina asked in amazement, "Please tell me who you are." With a sweet smile, the lady replied, "I am the Mother of Jesus and the Mother of all of you." After a pause, she continued, "Our Lord sent me to establish a new Marian devotion in all the institutions, both male and female, in religious communities, and in all priests. I promise you that if you venerate me in this special way, you will enjoy my protection, and there will be a flourishing of religious vocations. I wish that the 13th day of each month be consecrated to me as a Marian day, and the 12 preceding days serve as preparation with special prayers. Her face lit up with an inexplicable joy, and she continued, On that day, I will pour out an overabundance of graces and holiness on those who have thus honored me. I wish that July 13th of each year be dedicated in honor of Rosa Mystica. Our mother, the Virgin Mary, then explained to Pierina Gilli the meaning of the three swords. The first sword means the culpable loss of the priestly or religious vocation. The second sword means the life in mortal sin of people consecrated to God. The third sword means the betrayal of those people who, by abandoning their priestly or religious vocation, also lose faith and become enemies of the Church. The significance of the roses. The white rose symbolizes the spirit of prayer. The red rose, the spirit of reparation and sacrifice. The golden or yellow rose means the spirit of penance. The third apparition happened on October 22, 1947, in the chapel of the Monte Chiari Hospital, during the Eucharistic celebration with the assistance of doctors, employees, and local people. The most beautiful lady appeared. Everyone noticed her extraordinary presence, but only Pierina could see and hear her. Maria Rosa Mystica requested the practice of the devotion that she had already recommended and insisted, My divine son, tired by the incessant offenses, wanted to discharge his justice, but I interposed as a mediator between him and men, interceding especially for the consecrated souls. Pierina Gilli thanked our mother, the Virgin Mary, under the title Maria Rosa Mystica, on behalf of everyone, and she said goodbye to her, recommending with majesty and tenderness, live in love, love for your neighbor. The fourth apparition happened on November 16, 1947. Maria Rosa Mystica appeared to Pierina Gilli in a parish church in Monte Chiari, and several people, among whom were some priests, were witnesses. Her message can be summarized in these words, My divine son Jesus and our Lord is discontent with the many and grave offenses that are inflicted on him for so many sins against holy purity. This causes him to unleash a deluge of punishments, but my intercession has been interposed so he may have compassion once more. That is why I ask for prayer and penance and reparation. I intimately implore the priest to admonish men not to continue in lightness. I will give my grace to those who help to explain those offenses. Will we then be forgiven? Pierina Gilli asked. Maria Rosa Mystica replied, Yes, as soon as they stop committing it. And Maria Rosa Mystica, with these words, moved away from her. On November 22, 1947, in the fifth apparition, Pierina asked our mother, What should we do to fulfill her wishes for prayer and penance? Resplendent with goodness, Our Lady answered, Prayer! She was silent for a few moments and continued, Penance means accepting the small daily crosses and doing daily work in a spirit of atonement. Then she solemnly promised to Pierina Gilli, On December 8th, around noon, I will come here again, and it will be the hour of grace. The hour of grace will be an event of numerous and great conversions. Souls totally hardened in evil and cold as this marble will be touched by divine grace. Souls will once again be lovers and faithful to God. The sixth apparition happened on December 7, 1947. Serene and majestic, the Virgin Mary, under the title Maria Rosa Mystica, wore a white cloak, which from her head fell gracefully in a fold. A boy was holding it to the right and a girl to the left. The Mother of God said, Tomorrow I will show my Immaculate Heart that is so little known to men. After a short silence, she continued, In Fatima, I spread the consecration to my heart. In Bonaire, I tried to make it penetrate the Christian families. Here in Monte Chiari, I wish to establish the devotion to Maria Rosa Mystica, together with the veneration of my Immaculate Heart, and I wish to be rooted especially in convents and religious institutions, so that souls consecrated to God may obtain an increase of grace in my maternal heart. Pierina asked her, "Who are the children who were by her side?" Our Lady explained, "It is Jacinta and Francisco who will accompany you from now on in all your setbacks. They also had to suffer, despite having been much smaller than you. This is what I want from you, simplicity and kindness like these children." She then extended her arms towards the earth as a sign of protection, and looking up at the sky, she exclaimed, "Praise the Lord," and she disappeared. On December 8, 1947, in the seventh apparition, Pierina Gilli watched the Mother of God saying, "I am the Immaculate Conception," and she with great majesty affirmed, "I am Mary of Graces, that is, full of grace, Mother of my divine Son, Jesus Christ." She gently descended and added, "For my coming to Monte Chiari, I wish to be invoked and venerated as Maria Rosa Mystica. I want the hour of grace to be celebrated throughout the world at noon on December 8th. Through this devotion, many graces will be obtained for the soul and the body. Our Lord, my divine Son Jesus, will generously grant his mercy, while the good pray for their brothers and sisters who remain in sin. It is necessary to inform the Supreme Shepherd of the Catholic Church, Pope Pius XII, of my wish that this hour of grace be known and extended throughout the world. Whoever cannot go to the church then at home at noon will get my graces." After our mother showed Pierina Gilli her pure heart, she exclaimed, "Look at this heart that loves men so much, while most of them fill it with reproaches." She was silent for a few moments and continued, "If everyone, good and bad, unites in prayer, they will obtain mercy and peace from this heart. The good have just reached through my mediation the mercy of the Lord, who stopped a great punishment. Soon the effective greatness of this hour of grace will be known." Pierina noticed that the resplendent lady was about to move away from her. Pierina Gilli fervently implored her, "O beautiful and beloved Mother of God, I thank you. Bless the whole world, especially the Holy Father, priests, religious, and sinners." The Virgin Mary replied, "I have prepared an overabundance of grace for all those children who listen to my voice and take my wishes to heart." With these words, she ended the vision of Pierina Gilli. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.